Thank you, Carlos. The collaboration with Carlos has been exhilarating, I hope, for both of us. Carlos is truly generous, straightforward, and creates work that sincerely attempts to let its viewer engage, question, and go beyond. I would also like to thank the New Museum, Unji and Ryan, and our speakers for their dedication and their willingness to help Carlos and I extend the conversation of the We Who Feel Differently project into this space. I would also like to thank Derek Wright and Duncan Cutler, who are running our tech and sound this weekend, as well as Richard Espinoza, who's somewhere out there, right here, who created our beautiful programs and who has sent me several emails over the last few months that consistently and intimately remind me of the relevance and necessity of this symposium. So now I'm gonna have Duncan play a little music for me. I think. So as both an artist and a scholar entering a performance space, I become acutely aware of the audience that sits with me or looks back at me on stage. I notice when people are not quite settled, how they rustle their coats, and when they lean their mouth into the earlobe at their left to whisper an observation to their companion. This makes me think about the ways in which beginnings are always negotiations. I listen for a moment when everyone enters a collective silence and stares attentively. I pay attention to when these held silences are disrupted and become only a trace of something that just was. This is how the We Who Feel Differently project vibrates within me. I see it as a beginning and a trace, a glance backward and forward, an abundance of questions that may always fail to be answered and always aim to open toward an abundance of more questions. I become conscious of what Sarah Ahmed writes about as our angles of arrival, how we enter this space, what bodies and experiences we carry with us, how we will interact and encounter each other, and how this may inform and alter our walk back out of the museum doors later tonight. I wonder how we hold this backward and forward tension in our present space together, what we may be able to give and receive from one another over the next 2 days. For today, Carlos asked me to talk about how We Who Feel Differently touches the queer ways in which I live my life and my scholarly and artistic work. But I don't want to do that. I would rather invite all of you to participate in a little exercise with me, which ultimately makes Carlos much more nervous, and I think maybe a nice way to proceed together, as well as make clear some of the ideas and through lines that will emerge over the next 2 days. So if you will all stand up and just put whatever you have with you on your chair. And if you ever get lost or are unsure what to do, I'm sure my lovely panel, who has no idea what I'm about to do, will be beautiful models for you. Okay, so if everyone will please turn to their left. And this is just gonna be an exercise to warm up our bodies and come into a space where we are together. We're gonna think about how the multiple dialogues we explore together will touch us. So if everyone will just warm up your hands. And when you feel like they're pretty warm, if you'll just place them on the shoulders of the person in front of you. Understanding how they receive this touch, understanding that it might make you nervous to give this touch to a stranger, and marking if there's no one in front of you and if there's no one behind you and how that feels. So now we're just gonna swipe down their arms just to kind of get rid of that energy and move it down their body, yep. And then we're gonna warm up our hands again. And we're just gonna do the same thing, just give them that warmth and swipe it down their arms. Okay, and so now let's warm up our hands. And you can always just remember, if there's something that you don't like, we all have voices and we're all able to talk at any time during the symposium. So you can just say, I don't really like being touched there. Or, ooh, I really love being touched there. Right? Okay, so now maybe their shoulders, in the middle of their shoulders, might be a nice space where people carry some tension. And whenever you feel that, you can just go right back, right down, and put that energy. So this is an exercise that comes from dance and from contact improv as well. Okay, so we're gonna do this one more time. And now maybe that middle back space, if we've been walking around and we're coming from work, we're gonna put some warmth and some energy there. And as you're putting energy there and you're both giving and receiving touch right now, I want you to be conscious of your boundaries in this moment. If it makes you uncomfortable, think about how you can push past that. You may want to resist it and how that may open, how you can resist the desire to be uncomfortable and how that can open something new for you. And if it makes you extremely comfortable and you feel like you could just stand here all day with this stranger's hands on your back, you might think about how you can engage critically with a moment of fulfilled desire. And then we can just wipe this away. So now I just invite you for one more moment. We'll just do one more and we'll turn the music up a little bit, and I just invite you to see if you notice somewhere that someone sunk into your touch or cringed away from your touch, and just go to whatever space that maybe was, maybe the bottom of their neck, and just give them that last little burst. People have their eyes closed. People are like leaning into each other. I love it. That's really great. Okay, thank you. So over the next 2 days, thank you all for doing that and for doing it. See, now everyone is just ready to start the conversation. So over the next 2 days, there will be many ideas circulating, and I envision the exercise we just did as in conversation with the way in which the words, thoughts, and actions this weekend will provoke a collective exchange. The We Who Feel Differently Symposium is, I consider it, a composition created with Carlos. And like the Mingus song that's playing in the background, the moments of touch between the multiple presentations are not always obvious. We did not envision a simple tune that's always easy on the ears. We instead consciously put people at the same table that might not always agree with one another, because we believe that a project that aims to embrace difference as a queer strategy need also cultivate difference in its own execution. You may have also noticed that several individuals in the room, those sitting in the far left chairs, participated in the exercise as givers, and the people in the far right chairs participated as givers but did not receive the same little back warm-up as everyone else. In many ways, I think as artists, scholars, activists, and people who live queer lives, we are often asked to give more than we receive. We are also actively in pursuit of things that remain unfinished. The moment with the hand that's just lingering in the air with nowhere obvious to go. We pursue this unfinishedness because we are drawn to things that don't orient toward a formal notion of progress or conclusion. One of tonight's panelists, Ian Carter, was one of the first professors in my life that didn't fail me for writing papers that had no conclusion. It's no surprise that after 10 years, I'm still composing in this way. In the music you hear, the bass line goes one way, the sporadic sax others. And yet the composition is inherently interwoven. But when and how the connections are made, when and how they touch our individual and collective bodies, and what we do with the many exchanges that will take place here is ultimately up to all of us to negotiate, just as you lovely did with each other, wonderfully did with each other. To help us with that, the Composed Symposium, of course, like any composition, has a radical conductor. Anne Pellegrini is the Associate Professor of Performance Studies and Religious Studies at NYU, where she also directs the Center for the Study of Gender and Sexuality. I've had the privilege of being Anne's student, and it is with great respect and great trust that I place Carlos and my composition into her hands.